from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, January 10th. Coming up, Governor J.B. Pritzker took the oath of office yesterday for his second term in office. We'll learn more about his goals for the next 4 years from Eric Stock. That story coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois may soon be the ninth state in the U.S. to enact legislation that generally bans the sale, manufacture, and delivery of assault weapons. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Democratic state senators gave themselves a standing ovation with the measure's passage yesterday. The ban would require current owners to register their firearms and would greatly limit where they are allowed to carry. Senator Julie Morrison, who was at the Highland Park shooting, said she's been trying to pass a ban for years.
I didn't have a full understanding of what gun violence looked like or felt like, or what it does to a community until it happened to me. But I haven't been sitting on the sidelines. I've been working on this.
The measure got fierce pushback from several Republican lawmakers, and now goes to the Democratic-controlled House for a final vote. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
State Representative Tom Bennett is moving over to the Illinois Senate. The Gibson City Republican was chosen over the weekend by local party chairs to succeed Jason Berrickman of Bloomington as state senator in the 53rd District for the next 2 years. Berrickman says he's stepping down to devote more time to his family and to his work as an attorney and real estate developer. Bennett's appointment creates another legislative vacancy. Once he formally resigns his Illinois House seat, Republicans in his district will have 30 days to appoint a replacement. Tom Bennett is an uncle of the late State Senator Scott Bennett of Champaign, who served in the neighboring 52nd Senate District until his death last month. Democratic Party chairs in that district chose City of Champaign Township Assessor Paul Faraci to succeed Scott Bennett. The Champaign Unit 4 School Board hired a consulting firm to figure out how to further desegregate its schools. But as Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, the company is now recommending the current schools of choice system with some tweaks.
After months of pushback from parents about desegregation options that would move over two-thirds of Unit 4 students to different schools, this recommendation would move less than 10%. David Sturtz is an executive director at Cooperative Strategies, the firm hired by the Unit 4 School Board. He says his firm doesn't recommend trying more dramatic changes anytime soon.
We heard resoundingly that that was undesirable, and it wasn't resoundingly from one community and not others. We heard it everywhere we went.
Cooperative Strategies was weighing this option against a cluster model where each family could choose from 4 schools instead of 12. That option would move 64% of students and proved unpopular in surveys. The Unit 4 School Board will vote on what to do in 2 weeks. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
States, local governments, and internet providers have until next Friday to challenge the Federal Communications Commission's National Broadband Map. The map shows where service is and is not across the country. It will help determine how much funding states will receive for broadband access. The University of Iowa's Whitney Zond says the map uses address-level data, improving on past maps. But Zond says it does not show how much broadband costs at each location.
I think a couple of key things when we think about access to anything, whether it's broadband or healthcare, it's not solely is it available, but is it affordable and is it high quality?
Zond says it's important to challenge any of the map's inaccuracies so residents get reliable and affordable broadband access. Still to come, we'll learn about J.B. Pritzker's goals for his second term as governor. More from his inauguration is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Governor J.B. Pritzker has taken the oath to start a second term in office. Eric Stock reports the Democratic governor ticked off a list of accomplishments and outlined what his office plans to do in the next 4 years during the inauguration.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties
of the office of governor
of the office of governor.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations, governor.
Thank you very much.
After Pritzker's second swearing-in at the Bank of Springfield Convention Center, he summed up his first term in office as change promised and change delivered.
So 4 years ago, with hope in our hearts and persistence in our souls, we went to work, and we got big things done. We balanced the budget and got credit upgrades. We raised the minimum wage.
Got big things Pritzker mentioned included a $45 billion capital bill the legislature approved during his first year in office. Lawmakers doubled Illinois' gas tax to pay for it. Pritzker says that modernized the state transportation system. He noted Illinois legalized recreational marijuana during his first term. The governor also outlined clean energy, nursing home, and pension reforms during a nearly half-hour speech. Pritzker City learned there is no playbook for any governor to follow and took a jab at his predecessors.
I've taken to learning from the words and actions of past governors, regardless of their political affiliations or leanings. Though, let's be honest, in Illinois, choosing which ones to learn from can be a challenge.
Illinois, after all, was known for a long list of governors who have gone to prison. Pritzker drew a parallel with Dwight Green, who was the governor at the start of World War II. He said both administrations had to cope with grief and loss, and noted Illinoisans have lost nearly twice as many people to COVID as it did to the Second World War.
The difficult thing about governing through unprecedented times is that it's your job to set the precedent, to find a path, even when none appears to exist, to lift up the frontline heroes, the essential workers on whom we all rely, to make the hard decisions to protect those doing the very hard work of keeping us all together.
Pritzker then turned to the second term.
I come to you with an agenda as ambitious and bold as our people are, thinking not only about the next 4 years, but about the next 40.
The governor calls for universal preschool access for young kids and making tuition free for working class families. He also wants to expand health care coverage and offer more permanent tax relief. Pritzker also asks lawmakers to pass an assault weapons ban.
Dangerous weapons are putting families and law enforcement at risk. Now, I'm a firm believer that government functions best when we look for compromise. But I'm done with the NRA having its way when it comes to mass shootings.
Lawmakers have taken up an assault weapons ban during the lame duck session. Pritzker was also focusing on social issues that go beyond state lines, starting with abortion rights.
The extremists still want to take away a woman's right to choose, and I don't intend to let them. That's why, yet again, on women's rights, Illinois will lead.
And Pritzker points to what he calls an alarming increase in hate crimes.
And I've realized that for my entire lifetime, progress has been made against bigotry and intolerance, but not anymore. None of us should ignore that our nation has slid noticeably backward, and dangerously so.
To some ears, Pritzker's speech sounded like it came from a candidate for national office. He says the battles for freedom and democracy that Americans fought for abroad during World War II are now being fought at home. Pritzker has said he doesn't plan to run for president. As long as Joe Biden plans to seek a re-election, he also has not promised to finish his second term if Biden doesn't run again. I'm Eric Stock.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 48 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Jim Meadows, Emily Hayes, Katie Pikus, and Eric Stock. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.